Welcome, Eastern Sierra. I'm Jesse Steele, and this is Eastern Sierra Now News for Thursday, May 14th. Today is National Dance Like a Chicken Day. So if you saw someone flapping their arms around today, they were either celebrating properly, trying to get cell service, or reacting to the words summer Yosemite traffic. Coming up tonight, we've got a Mono County Sheriff's Office life-saving honor, Tioga Pass reopening to all traffic, Bishop Pool lifeguard hiring, Bishop Youth football and cheer signups, Klondike Lake boating updates, a major healthcare milestone from Toyabe Indian Health Project, free college and career money through CalKids, Bronco playoff sports, and your community calendar. Tonight's Eastern Sierra Now newscast is brought to you by Hannah Fortney with Mapped by Hannah Travel, a FORA-certified travel advisor helping people plan custom trips, resorts, adventure travel, family getaways, beach vacations, and those once-in-a-lifetime escapes you keep saying you'll plan someday. Hannah helps map out the details so your trip feels less like homework and more like an actual vacation. From Hawaii and the Caribbean to outdoorsy adventures and even Eastern Sierra travel inspiration, start planning with Hannah Fortney at Mapped by Hannah Travel today. All right, let's get into it. Here's what's happening around the Eastern Sierra. Investigator Flores of the Mono County Sheriff's Office was honored with the Life-Saving Award during the Mono Board of Supervisors meeting this week, presented by Sheriff Braun. He received this accolade for his swift decision-making, prompt actions, and readiness to place himself in danger to assist his community during the PAC fire that occurred on November 13, 2025. Deputy Pilachowski is also set to receive the Life-Saving Award. However, he was unavailable at this time. He will be awarded in the near future. The Life-Saving Award is a distinguishing honor bestowed upon individuals who have demonstrated remarkable bravery and quick thinking in life-threatening circumstances. This award recognizes those who have selflessly risked their own safety to save another's life, whether it involves rescuing someone from a fire, administering CPR to a drowning victim, or any other heroic act. Recipients of the Life-Saving Award exemplify true courage and compassion. It serves as a testament to the profound impact one individual can have on another's life and encourages others to be ready to respond in emergencies. Tioga Pass opened to bikes today and will open for the season to all traffic tomorrow at 8 a.m. And just like that, summer access to Yosemite National Park is back. The park has announced there will be no reservation system for summer of 2026. So with increased visitation anticipated, planning ahead and thinking outside of the box will be key to ensuring a positive experience for both travelers and gateway communities. Entrance fees still apply at the gates. To help everyone move faster through the entrance gate, visitors are encouraged to purchase their park entrance in advance at recreation.gov or on the recreation.gov app. But make sure you still stop and get a map of the park on your way in. For international visitors, new fees apply. For non-US residents, the $250 America the Beautiful Pass is valid for one vehicle or four people, or the $100 single park pass is available. April through October is peak season, with Yosemite Valley drawing the most visitors. To avoid traffic crowds and impacted parking, arrive early or late before 9 a.m. or after 5 p.m., especially on weekends and holiday periods, or consider weekday trips. Explore options for recreation beyond the valley and discover other areas of the park. And check the park website for real-time conditions, seasonal updates, and trip planning tools. The Bishop Park Pool is hiring lifeguards for the 2026 season. The position runs from June to August, 15 to 25 hours per week at $18.50 through $19.50 per hour, depending on experience. Lifeguard CPR first aid certification is required, but certification training will be offered May 29th through the 31st. Duties include ensuring the safety of patrons of the City of Bishop swimming pool by preventing and responding to emergencies and providing emergency care and treatment as required until the arrival of medical services. The application deadline is May 19th. Visit cityofbishop.bamboor.com/careers. I'll spell that for you. cityofbishop.bamboor.com/careers. Great googly moogly. Signups for the Bishop Youth football and cheer are still open until June 1st. Participation is open for ages 6 through 14, currently in 7th grade or younger. All protective gear is provided, including helmet, pads, football pants, and personalized jersey. Sign up today and pay when the season starts. To register, visit sjvfootball.com. Klondike.com. Klondike Lake will open May 22nd to September 7th, 2026 for limited public boating use and fishing on weekends only. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday from 9 a.m. to sunset, boat access to Klondike Lake is free this summer. To prevent the spread of invasive quagga, zebra, and golden mussels, all boats must be inspected prior to launching at Klondike. Starting this year, all boats are required to have a free Eastern Sierra Golden Mussel Collective sticker. Visit the Bishop Inspection Station at 620 South Main Street, Bishop, California, 93514, prior to your first trip to Klondike to get the 2026 Mussel Collective sticker for the season. Hours are 7 days a week, 6:30 a.m. to 3 p.m., expected to be open through October. There is no charge for the sticker, and visitors can get a complimentary wash. All watercrafts have been inspected and granted access. Visitors can enjoy the lake all day. Please note the recreational users with smaller, non-motorized watercraft not transported with a trailer can access the lake at any time. Toyabe Indian Health Project is proud to share that their new dialysis center at the Bishop location is nearly ready to open its doors, bringing this critical service home. For years, dialysis patients in the Owens Valley had to travel hours from home to receive treatment, three times a week, week after week. That's a lot of time on the road and a lot of time away from family. The new center features all new equipment, treatment bays designed for privacy, and a centrally located nursing station. Patients will receive care in brand new chairs with heating and massage features in a space built with their comfort and dignity in mind. This has been a long time coming. It belongs to every patient who made that drive, every family who supported them, and every advocate who believed our community deserved better. A confirmed opening date will be shared soon. For questions, call 760-873-8464. Are you planning a trip? Well, it should feel exciting, not overwhelming, right? That's where Hannah Fortney comes in. Hannah is a Fora certified travel advisor, also Disney certified travel advisor, who takes the stress out of travel planning and replaces it with confidence, clarity, and adventure. From weekend getaways to once-in-a-lifetime trips, every detail is thoughtfully planned from Death Valley to Hawaii and destinations far beyond. Hannah can help you get wherever you're dreaming of going. So all you have to do is enjoy the journey. Because with Hannah Fortney, your trip is mapped for you. Mapped for adventure. You ready to start planning? Email Hannah Fortney at hannah.fortney, F-O-R-T-N-E-Y, at fora, F-O-R-A, dot travel. Your next adventure, it's already on the map. And trust me, I'm not just advertising the thing. I use her constantly. She flies me halfway across the country for $100. Trust me, you need to work with Hannah. You will thank me all day long. Go check it out. I can't quote that $100, by the way. That just happens to be where I'm going. You might be going somewhere that's way more than $100. Don't quote me on that. Less than 8% of eligible Mono County students have claimed their Cal Kids program accounts, leaving free month for college and career training on the table. Cal Kids is a program from the state of California that provides eligible low-income public school students with up to $1,500 to pay for future college or career education expenses. Claiming an account is quick, easy, and can make a meaningful difference in a student's future. Families are encouraged to check eligibility and claim their child's account today. Visit calkids.org to learn more and get started. On Eastern Sierra Now's Just a Minute election coverage, we sat down with Scott Marshland, incumbent Inyo County Supervisor for District 3.
Qualities make someone an effective county supervisor beyond experience.
Being committed to your community, willing to be available to everyone, respond to all your calls and emails, listen to your constituents and do your best to resolve all the issues at hand, even if your answers may not be what they want to hear. Mm-hmm. But remember, it's not about you, but it's about getting your name. It's not about getting your name on everything, but it's about getting work done. It's about helping everybody and advancing projects and advancing everything that needs to help the people of Inyo County.
Unfortunately, we have some obits to go over. Don Ray Nisbeth. Don Ray Nisbeth and his twin brother Tommy were born on January 10th, 1959 in Gunnison, Colorado, on a cold, wintry day to Patricia Ann Dorsey and Tom Ray Nisbeth. Dawn passed away on another cold, wintry day on February 17th, 2026, in Reno, Nevada. Dawn was the youngest of seven children. Although he was born with a disability, he never let it stop him from living a full life. Dawn was born in Colorado, but moved to the Owens Valley when he was 10 months old. He grew up in both Lone Pine and Bishop. In his younger days, some of his fondest memories were going four-wheeling and motorcycle riding up and down the Owens Valley with his siblings. In 1984, he met the love of his life, Deborah Maples, while she was still in high school. They were married in 1991. Together, they had a daughter, Katerina, in 1992. In 1994, he discovered he had another daughter whom he did not raise, Tiffany Messenheimer, born 1983. In 2009, he was privileged with the honor of adopting and raising his granddaughter, Emily Nisbeth. When his daughter, Katerina, learned to drive, he would take her out on the back roads and share his love of off-roading and how to have fun. Dawn is survived by his wife of 34 years, Deborah, daughters Katerina Johnson and Emily Nisbeth, son-in-law Chris Johnson, two grandsons Leroy and Jacob Johnson, and one granddaughter Amy Quinton. He is also survived by his siblings, sister Kathy Rarden, Patricia Chaffee, Nancy Scott, and his brother Ted Nisbeth. He is survived by several nieces, nephews, great-nieces, and great-nephews. Dawn is preceded in death by both his parents, his twin brother, Tommy Nisbeth, and older sister, Laura Lee Dawson. Dawn was a loving man willing to give anyone in need a helping hand. He will be missed by everyone who knew him. Graveside services will be held on May 16th at 10 a.m. Dawn will be laid to rest on top of his twin brother, Tommy, at the East Line Cemetery. A celebration of life for Dean Leonard will take place on the patio at Tom's Place on Friday, May 15th, 2026, starting at 5 p.m. Dean was a lifelong fisherman who loved the Eastern Sierras, where he spent much time at his cabin in the Sunny Slopes area. For over 20 years, Dean could be found greeting fishermen who came to Crowley Lake, where he worked the front gate. Dean had a full and interesting life. He owned Sheldon Auto Wrecking in the San Fernando Valley, which specialized in Chrysler products. In the 1970s and 1980s, Dean was the undisputed champion and man to beat at Saugus Speedway's incredible demolition derbies. He was known as the Orange Crush and was a crowd favorite. His knowledge of automobiles, especially Chrysler products, was incredible. He was the go-to guy if a motorist had problems coming up the grade. Over the years, he helped countless travelers who broke down, ran out of gas, got stuck in the mud, or had flat tires. Dean would get them on their way again. Dean left us on March 7th, 2026, after battling pancreatic cancer. Dean was 80 years old. Carl John Dondero was born January 13th, 1962, to Carl and Loretta Dondero, and passed away May 10th, 2026, after a short battle with cancer. John lived in the Owens Valley for the past 48 years. He made Bishop his home, raising his family and enjoying fishing and hunting every chance he got. John is survived by Rosinda, daughter Lynn, and Raphael, son Aaron, Earl, and Micah, sisters Tammy and Rosella, brothers Terry, Gary, and Mike, grandchildren Drew, Reese, Tara, Logan, Weston, Cash, Grayson, and Walker, many nieces, nephews, and cousins. Graveside services will be held Saturday, May 16th at 10 a.m. at the Sunland Indian Cemetery at the south end of Barlow Lane, with a reception following at the Elks Park on West Line Street. Sports coverage on Eastern Sierra Now is brought to you by Copper Top Barbecue in Big Pine. Family owned, family run, and serving up backyard style barbecue on a big scale. Whether the Broncos are chasing playoff wins, track athletes are headed to championships, or you're just trying to find the emotional strength to follow baseball standings, Copper Top Barbecue has the tri-tip ribs and smoky goodness to get you through. Big thanks to Copper Top Barbecue for helping bring you sports on Eastern Sierra Now. Go to coppertopbarbecue.com for more. Now let's get into sports. The brackets for Bronco baseball and softball have been released. Softball will be competing in Division 5. They are the number 15 seed taking on the number 2 seed Exeter. Due to Exeter hosting D3 track finals, the softball game has been moved to today with a start time of 4:30 at Exeter High School at 505 Rocky Hill Drive, Exeter, California. Baseball will be competing in Division 4. They are the number 8 seed taking on the number 9 seed Highland. Broncos will host Highland tomorrow at Tatum Field with the first pitch at 3:30. There will be no admission charge at this time. Please enter the field at one of the 3 football gates, and please do not park in Home Street Middle School bus parking. And track has a number of qualifiers heading to Firebaugh High School tomorrow to compete in the D4 Track CIF Central Section Championships. Go Broncos. In partnership with Inyo and Mono Counties, Southern California Edison is hosting a wildfire safety community meeting tonight from 6 to 7:30 p.m. at the Inyo County Consolidated Office Building in Bishop. Public safety, power shutoffs, wildfire mitigation plans, emergency preparedness, customer resources, and more will be discussed. Imaka will hold their recurring food drive at St. Joseph Church in Mammoth Lakes on Friday from 3 to 4 p.m. You can sign up for the free event at imaka.net and even designate someone to pick up your food if you're unable to. Bishop is putting on its Friday night market this Friday from 5:30 to 9 p.m. on Academy Street. The market offers food, drinks, shopping, and live music. The Bishop Ultras Trail Running Series will be held at Mill Pond Recreation Area on Saturday from 5 a.m. to 7 p.m. All net proceeds benefit the Eastern Sierra Youth Outdoor Program and Inyo County Search and Rescue. Visit bishopultras.com for more information. Eastern Sierra Land Trust is hosting a Pollinator Garden Inspiration Tour on Saturday from 8:30 to 10 a.m. The self-guided tour is free, and maps and itineraries are available at the ESLT office in Bishop. Coffee will also be provided. The fourth annual Eastern Sierra Wildfire Resilience Month continues with the Mammoth Community Cleanup and Sustainability Fair at the Community Recreation Center on Saturday from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. Free green waste disposal will be available, along with Wildfire Task Force resources and a barbecue. In partnership with the Inyo County Animal Shelter, the Canine Wellness Center is hosting a dog adoption event at their Bishop location on Saturday from 10 a.m. to noon. The June Lake Community Cleanup will take place on Sunday. Meet at the June Lake Community Center at 9 a.m. Bags and grabbers will be provided, and drop-off for large items, residential hazardous waste, and e-waste will also be available. That's your Eastern Sierra Now news update for Thursday, May 14th. Thanks for spending part of your day with us, helping us keep you connected to what's happening across Inyo and Mono counties. Oh, and thanks again to Hannah Fortney with Mapped by Hannah Travel for sponsoring tonight's Eastern Sierra News podcast. You can catch Eastern Sierra Now News on KIBS every weekday, 7 a.m., noon, and 5 p.m. And if you want news any other time of the day, head to easternsierranow.com. Download the Eastern Sierra Now mobile app. Follow us on social media for up-to-the-minute local updates. And like and subscribe on YouTube for videos, news, interviews, entertainment, and local programs like Just a Minute. I'm Jesse Steele with Eastern Sierra Now. Have a great night, plan your weekend wisely, and remember, on National Dance Like a Chicken Day, do it like nobody's watching, baby.